When you hear a show tune from the Great White Way, does a shiver run through ya? Well, we're giving them to ya. Sing hallelujah and shout hooray. Come on along and listen to Broadway to Main Street. USA.
There's only one person who can help you now, Roxy.
There's only one person you can count on now, Velma.
And now, Miss Roxy Hart and Miss Velma Kelly sing a song of unrelenting determination and unmitigated ego.
One thing I know.
One thing I know.
And I've always
known. I've always known.
I am my own.
I am my own.
Best friend. Baby's alive.
Baby's alive.
But baby's alone.
Baby's alone.
And baby's her own.
Baby's her own.
Best friend. Many's the guy who told me he cares. But they were scratching my back, 'cause I was scratching theirs. And trust into luck. That's only for fools.
Only for fools.
I play in a
I
game.
Play in a game
where I make the rules. And rule number one, from here to the end, is I am my own best friend. Three musketeers.
The Broadway musical in the 1990s could not have asked for a better best friend than the revival of Chicago. That was Bebe Neuwirth and Anne Reinking, which brought a whole new life to that show, which sort of came and went a little quickly, or too quickly, in 1975, but found a place on Broadway in the 1990s. In fact, I think it's one of two shows still running from that wonderfully transitional decade. Hello, this is Larry Maslon, your host for Broadway to Main Street here on WPPB, Peconic Public Broadcasting, emanating out of the hamlet of Southampton, New York. Well, occasionally on this show, I do decade roundups, and I thought today we'd look at the 90s. So today's episode is called the Dolce Far 90s. That's a little pun. There's like a little Italian phrase called Dolce Far Niente, which means sweet nothings or sort of blissful moments. And the 1990s on Broadway were filled not only with a lot of blissful moments, but some very powerful ones. And I think I can safely say that as a decade, it ended extremely differently from the way it began. Probably this is Broadway's most transitional decade. There are superstars of the previous decade, 70s and 80s, who didn't quite succeed. And yet there was a whole new battalion of talent, both on stage and off stage, who are still with us today. So this was a very important and seminal decade in terms of launching the careers of many people. Well, the first musical of the 1990s to open on Broadway was Surprise, a British musical called Aspects of Love by Andrew Lloyd Webber, and it didn't quite catch on, but the next big mega musical from the West End to enter Broadway certainly did, and that was Miss Saigon. And those of us with long memories can cast our minds back to the controversy around casting back then, which centered around Jonathan Pryce playing the Eurasian engineer character and Actors Equity trying to keep him out and Cameron McIntosh trying to get him in. So diversity and ethnic identity begin almost as soon as the 1990s do. So let us see what all the heat was about in Saigon with Miss Saigon.
Drunk and get laid since the end is so near.
Oh, I tell you, buddy, I've had it. I don't want to hear.
Get out of here. The heat is on in Saigon, but till they tell me I'm gone, I'm gonna buy you a girl.
You can buy me a beer.
Don't you enjoy how it rides up my thighs? Look from behind, it'll knock out your eyes.
I show you my special trophy of war.
For a Marina Shamor.
You won't get up on the floor, the heat is on in Saigon. Don't tell me I'm reassigned, all that chicken shit sauce. The night I'm out of my mind, not to mention 10 bucks.
I'm your pinup, I'll melt all your brass. Stuck on your wall with a pin in my ass. If you get to me, you will drown the first class. I'll show you where all my magic charade.
You buy more tickets from me, the winner gets it for free. The meat is cheap in Saigon. Why can't I just play the game? We lost the war long ago. What is this bug up my ass? You tell me, I don't know.
I'm 17 and I'm new here today. The village I come from seems so far away. All of the girls know much more what to say, but I know I have a heart like the sea. A million dreams are in me.
Good Jesus, John, who is she?
The clock is tightening the noose. Is it only for a day?
Thank you. Creole boy goes out one day, thinking ain't he something. Brag like nothing you've seen, big time talking machine. Yeah, well, living is mean. All those fancy suits you own, Creole boy, you still alone. Creole boy says, step aside, I got something special. I don't talk about fair. High class nose in the air. Hey, don't nobody care. Creole airs or otherwise, you're still a nigger in their eyes. He likes to hang with what you might call low, up where the blues is blowing mean and slow. Down and dark just ain't his jam. No coon stock, hey, just sweet Creole, that's what I am. The king of sweet ass syncopation. Ain't no black notes in my song. I was wrong. Creole boy once, way back when, had the whole world singing. He had this sound in him, hey, a pain too heavy to say, a pain he started to play. Inside every note of his, what he came from, who he is. Inside every note of his is what he came from and who he is.
Gregory Hines in a star-burnishing performance from Jelly's Last Jam. Now, Jelly's Last Jam also launched the careers of George C. Wolfe. It was his first big musical on Broadway, and Savion Glover, and they would come back later in the decade to reimagine things in Bringin' the Noise, Bringin' the Funk. Well, a lot of game changers happened in the 90s. One of them was the solidification of the Disney empire with Beauty and the Beast, the first live musical version of a Disney stage musical, a Disney film musical, which became a tremendous hit, and also the last original show on Broadway written by Stephen Sondheim, Passion. And ironically, both shows revolved around the tortured love affairs between two, what would I say, not conventionally attractive people. Here is Terrence Mann as the titular beast agonizing over the woman he's dying to love.
Illusion, helpless, unforgiving, cold and driven to this sad conclusion. No beauty could move me, no goodness improve me, no power on earth if I can't love her. No passion could reach me, no lesson could teach me how I could have loved her and make her love me too. If I can't love her, then who? Long ago I should have seen all the things I could have been. Careless and unthinking, I moved onward. No point anymore if I can't love her. No spirit could win me, no hope left within me. Hope I could have loved her and that she'd set me free. But it's not too if I can't love her. Let the world be done with me.
Oscar, you have to face the truth. Please. You have to give me up.
Loving you is not a choice. It's who I am. Loving you is not a choice, and not much reason to rejoice, but it gives me purpose, gives me voice to say to the world, this is why I live. You are why I live. Loving you is why I do the things I do. Loving you is not in my control, but loving you I have a goal for what's left of my life. I will live and I would die for you.
The strains of a wonderful Stephen Sondheim ballad from Passion. We're looking at the musicals of the 1990s, and that show is not only Sondheim's farewell, as it were, temporarily from the 1990s, but a career-making performance with Donna Murphy, who you just heard. While Andrew Lloyd Webber was not down for the count after the mixed reception of Aspects of Love, he brought a huge hit over from London based on Billy Wilder's Sunset Boulevard. And this, too, in the 1990s, full of controversy. It was supposed to star Patti LuPone, but she got sacked at the last minute with a $1 million payout. But the good news is that Glenn Close returned to Broadway in a leading role over the title and claimed, you know, the enthusiasm of the press and the public alike, playing the deranged Norma Desmond with one look in Sunset Boulevard. Glenn Close was born to be anywhere. Her name was born to be above the title. And rumor has it she may return in Sunset Boulevard this season or the next. Well, today's show, Dolce Far 90s, looks at this incredible decade, which was such an incubator for great talent. Now, Nathan Lane was a character actor known and beloved off-Broadway. He made a huge leap forward playing Nathan Detroit in the 92 revival of Guys and Dolls. He lost a Tony to Gregory Hines, but his next trip up at bat, as it were, his name was above the title, and a funny thing happened on the way to the Forum, where he played Pseudolus, won a Tony, and forever has become one of the great Broadway stars of, well, I guess, the 20th century into the 21st. Here is Nathan from A Funny Thing Happened on the Way to the Forum.
In the Tiber there sits a boat. gently dipping its bow. Trim and tidy and built to float. Pretty little picture. Now, put a boy on the starboard side, leaning out at the rail. Next to him, put a blushing bride, slim and slender and starry-eyed. Down below, put a tiny bed. The sun gets pale, the sea gets red, and off they sail on the first high tide. The boat and the bed and the boy and the bride. It's a pretty little picture. Oh, my pretty little picture. How true, pretty little picture. Which I soon a little us give to you. Feel the roll of the playful waves, see the sails as they swell. Hear the whips of the galley slaves. Pretty little picture. Well, let it carry your cares away. Out of sight, out of mind. Past the buoy and through the bay. Soon there's nothing but sea and spray. Night descends and the moon's aglow. Your arms entwined, you steal below. And far behind at the edge of day, the bong of the bell of the buoy in the bay. And the boat and the boy and the bride are away. It's a pretty little picture to share. As your little boat sails to sea, take a little trip free as air. Have a little freedom on me.
No worries, no bothers,
no captains,
no fathers.
In the ocean an island waves, smooth and sandy and pink.
Oh, I love pink.
Filled with lemons and nuts and dates. Pretty little picture. In a cottage of cypress trees, seashells dotting the door. Boy and bride live a life of ease, doing nothing but what they please. And every night when the stars appear, there's nothing more to see or hear. Just the shore where the lovers lie.
The sand
and the sea
and the stars
in the sky.
And the sound of a soft little satisfied sigh. All your petty little problems will cease, and your little blessings will flow, and your little family increase. Pretty little picture, no, no, pretty little masterpiece. Pretty little
one song, glory, one song before I go. Glory, one song to leave behind. Find one song, one last refrain. Glory from the pretty boy front man who wasted opportunity. One song, he had the world at his feet. Glory in the eyes of a young girl, a young girl. Find glory beyond the cheap colored lights. One song before the sun sets. Glory on another empty life. Time flies, time dies. Glory, one blaze of glory, one blaze of glory, glory. Find glory in a song that rings true, truth like a blazing fire, an eternal flame. Find one song, a song about love. Glory from the soul of a young man, a young man. fine. The one song before the virus takes hold. Glory like a sunset. One song to redeem this empty life. Time flies, and then no need to endure anymore. Time dies.
Now, Rent was one of the great phenomenons of the 1990s. It stretched over 5,000 performances, obviously, into the next century. And definitely you start to see in the 90s this, what would I call, breaking down of musical genres. So the old Tin Pan Alley stuff wasn't kind of working out necessarily. People like Charles Strauss, Sondheim, who were heavy hitters in the previous century, just weren't sort of having the hits. And people like Jonathan Larson, fortunately, that's his first, last, and only Broadway score, definitely started to create sort of niche markets where you could find really valuable shows with rock scores or contemporary scores side by side with some of our Tin Pan Alley favorites. Well, Titanic was a show that, very much like 1776, was based on a historical moment, and that came as a huge surprise. Everyone thought it was going to be, yes, you know, a big bomb, a big disaster, get it? It wasn't. It was a terrific musical that won the Tony. So here is a stirring piece of music from that show, which also launched the careers of people like Brian D'Arcy James, Michael Cerveris, and Vicky Clark. Here is Godspeed, Titanic.
All ashore who are going ashore. All ashore who are going ashore.
Farewell, farewell. Godspeed, Titanic. From your birth, fly free.
One of the things that made the 1990s unique was this resurgent of revues. You had a bunch in the 70s. Obviously, you had a ton in the 1920s. But shows like Smokey Joe's Cafe, which was the longest running review of its time, Fosse, and a show I loved. I would say it was one of the shows I had the most fun at was the Johnny Burke review, Swingin' on a Star, which also launched the careers of Louis Cleel and Michael McGrath. So here's a little spoof of the Hope Crosby films from Swinging on a Star.
Here we go again.
We're off on the road to Morocco.
And I know how we'll pass the time.
Tell it to me sweetly.
I whisper how I love you to the strains of native flutes. And your arms will thrill me more than all the shooter shoots.
We're off on the road to Morocco. So let's dream for the price of a dime. We'll ride a magic carpet that looks absolutely real. Don't you think that's more romantic than the Ferris wheel?
certainly do get around. Like Webster's Dictionary.
Or a complete set of Shakespeare that you can buy at the corner drugstore for $1.98.
Rimarocco.
What was it? A set of Shakespeare you bought in the corner's drugstore for your Aunt Julia. We're Morocco bound. This is Larry Maslon here at Broadway to Main Street, and we are 1990s bound. Here we're going to look at this incredibly interesting decade that just launched so many interesting careers. One of the most successful composer lyricists, if not the most successful of the 1990s, was Frank Wildhorn. He had 4 shows in the decade, including lyrics to Victor Victoria, then his own score to Jekyll and Hyde, then The Scarlet Pimpernel and The Civil War. My favorite of these is the dashing Scarlet Pimpernel, led by the even more dashing Douglas Sills, a great performer who will take us into the fire.
David walked into the valley with a stone clutched in his hand. He was only a boy, but he knew someone must take a stand. There will always be a valley, always mountains one must scale. There will always be perilous waters which someone must sail. Into valleys, into waters, into jungles, into hell. Let us ride home again with a story to tell. Into darkness, into danger, into storms that rip the night. Don't give in, don't give up, but give thanks for the glorious fight. You can tremble, you can fear it, but keep your fighting spirit alive. Boys, let the shiver and sting you fling into battle spring to your feet. Boys, never hold back your step for a moment. Never doubt that your courage will grow. Hold your head even higher and into the fire we go. Around us, are there walls that block the way? Knock 'em down, strip 'em back, boys, and forward and into the fray.
Into terror, into valor, charge ahead, no, never turn. Yes, it's into the fire we fly, and the devil will burn. Someone has to raise the valley, rush in, we have to rally and win.
Let the flash of it shock you. Choke your fears away, pull as tight as a wire. Let the fever spike, let the force of it rock you. We will have our day sailing into the fire.
I'd go with a song like that. Sign me up. Let's start the French Revolution. This is Larry Maslon, your host for Broadway to Main Street, and we're looking at the 90s. One of the signal events was the opening of The Lion King. Now, this was the second Disney musical to open on Broadway after Beauty and the Beast in this decade, but it so transformed the animated movie into something else that it became one of, I think, probably the first or second most successful musical of all time. It plays all over the world. It's run almost 8,000 performances on Broadway with no end in sight, and one of two musicals from the 90s to still be running in 2016. So here is Heather Headley and other members of the cast asking if you can feel the love tonight.
Can get where he wants to if he's got some fire in his soul. We'll see Justice Sarah and plenty of men who will stand up and give us our due. Oh, Sarah, it's more than promises. Sarah, it must be true. A country that lets a man like me own a car, raise a child, build a life with you.
Promise.
Would we call the 1990s the era of the power ballad, as our engineer Sal Lerner happened to mention? That, of course, was Brian Stokes Mitchell and Audra McDonald in Ragtime, another show that just made the reputations of so many people. Those two astonishing artists, Marin Mazzie, Flaherty and Aarons, who wrote the score. So Ragtime was just such a terrific platform for talent leading us, you know, up until today. Two other performers who really rose above the title in, or at least got their start at the end of the 90s, are great pals, Alan Cumming, who came over from England to revolutionize the show Cabaret, and Christian Chenoweth, someone who, you know, supporting actress, comedian, everyone who'd always loved, who got a Tony Award for Your Good Man Charlie Brown. So let's hear their star-making performances.
So you see, everyone in Berlin has a perfectly marvelous roommate. Some people have two people. Two ladies. Two ladies. And I'm the only man, yeah. I like it. They like it. This two for one. Two ladies. Two ladies. Two ladies. Yeah.
Billy, he likes it.
Billy, today. We like it. Billy, today. Let's do for one. I do the cooking.
And I make the bet.
I go out daily to earn a daily bread. But with one thing in common,
he,
she, and me.
Billy
Zaki,
Billy
Day Zaki,
Billy Dilly Dilly Day!
Fit partners daily to play as we please.
Twosies, beats, onesies.
But nothing beats threes. I sleep in the middle.
I'm left.
And I'm right. But there's room on the bottom if you drop in some night.
Billy-dee-dee-dee,
two ladies.
Billy-dee-dee-dee, two ladies. Billy-dee-dee-dee.
Thank you!
Oh yeah? That's what you think.
What?
That's my new philosophy. Oh yeah? That's what you think.
Well, why are you telling me?
What?
Why are you telling me?
Why are you telling me? I like it! That's a good philosophy. Why are you telling me? Why are you telling me? Why are you telling me? My new
philosophy,
Miss B. I'm she.
Look, C.
A D. A D. Well, why are you telling me?
And that's my new philosophy.
That's your new philosophy.
Why are you telling me?
My new philosophy.
That's great, Sally, but I've got to go practice Chopin's Nocturne in B flat minor.
No! I like it. No! That's a good philosophy. No! No! No!
That's your new philosophy, huh?
Yes! I mean, no! Just like a busy bee, each new philosophy can fly from tree to tree and keep me moving. When life's a dizzy maze on alternating days, I choose a different phrase.
Your new philosophy.
My new philosophy.
Sally, some philosophies are simple. Amanda does not live by bread alone. Some philosophies are clear.
Leave your message at the sound of the tone.
Some philosophies pick and choose, deciding what goes in it.
Some take a lifetime.
Mine take a minute.
But Sally, anything that takes only a minute can't be very lasting. For instance, Beethoven took over 2 years to complete his brilliant Ninth Symphony.
No!
I can't stand it!
I can't stand it! I like it! It's like a guarantee, my new philosophy, and things are sure to be a whole lot brighter! Oh yeah? That's what you think? Why are you telling me? No! I can't stand it! Now I'm just free and easy, much more philosophy with my brand new! You know, someone has said that we should live each day as if it were the last. Some philosophies aren't for all people. And that's my new philosophy!
And Christian Chenoweth's philosophy led her to become one of the great musical theater performers in the turn of the century up to through the 21st. What an incredible decade the 90s was. Even the last show that opened, technically Swing, which was a review, obviously, of music from the 1940s, gave us a performer who is still one of the greats on Broadway today, and that's Laura Benanti, who had already been in The Sound of Music, but this was a big featured new show for her. Here she sings with Michael Gruber from Swing.
So I'm just another pin-up gal, here to boast her truth morale. We share a dance, but I know the score. Soldier, you're already spoken for.
Oh, honey, don't tell me no. The music's playing nice and slow. I'll go through the ringer, wrapped around your finger. Come on and love me tonight.
It seems I'm not qualified to become your blushing bride. You wanna dance with Betty Grable, then go home and marry Mabel. Why should I love you tonight?
Let's slip away for our rendezvous. Please don't play by the book.
See what I like and I like what I see. I want to give myself a much better look.
This is the G.I. Joe.
Man alive.
Baby, the bugle blows at 5. So let's start kissing and a-hugging.
How about you to bug him? And let's just swing it tonight.
I think I really love you.
Hey, you're moving too fast. Let's just sway side by side and let my conscience be your guide.
Got no time to borrow, I got no tomorrow. Come on and love me tonight.
If you put it that way,
I don't have a someday.
I gotta love you tonight.
That was Laura Benanti from Swing. That was the last show to open during the decade of the 1990s. And as we've heard today, what a group of stars and performers, or performers, I guess, who became stars during that decade. Audra McDonald, Nathan Lane, Alan Cumming, Brian Stokes Mitchell, on and on, people who still grace our stages today. And you start to see the scene shift a little bit from some of the heavier shows of Andrew Lloyd Webber and Bo Beal Schoenberg and Frank Wildhorn into the bubbling up a little bit of musical comedy, which will be the dominant form, surprise, surprise, of 2000. But that's a show for another day. The second-to-last musical to open was actually a Sondheim review starring Julie Andrews, who appeared twice on Broadway in the 1990s. And perhaps in many ways, she sums up what a lot of people felt as we were ending the 20th century, that it never was quite, or the American musical would never be quite like it was.
Charlie, why can't it be like it was? I liked it the way that it was, Charlie. You and me, we were nicer then. were nice. Kids and cities and trees were nice. Everything. I don't know who we are anymore, and I'm starting not to care. Look at us, Charlie. Nothing's the way that it was. I want it the way that it was. Help me stop remembering.
Well, where is the time all gone to? This is Larry Maslon here at Broadway to Main Street. Let's catch up next Sunday at 3.
There's so much more embracing still to be done, but time is racing. Oh, well, we'll catch up some other time.